This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Sharon Brody. Team Massachusetts is in Washington, D.C. The students from Massachusetts College of Art and Design and UMass Lowell are one of 19 collegiate teams competing in the 2011 Solar Decathlon. The U.S. Department of Energy challenges colleges around the world to design and create a solar-powered home that's energy efficient, cost-effective, and fit for a fashionable green living world. Spencer Culhane is the Team Massachusetts spokesperson, and he's a recent graduate of MassArt. Spencer, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about this competition that winds up with a slew of houses on display in Washington, D.C.
The competition, hence the decathlon, has 10 contests and really seeks to address not only your technical innovation, but also how you market your project, how you communicate your project to the public, what your project is designed for, and how you realize that through your architectural response. So, for example, teams not only build the houses, but they create websites and a whole branding scheme to kind of get their message out and communicate to whatever market that they've specified that they're designing the house to, you know, that what they're designing is something that is applicable to them.
Okay, so if communication is such a huge component, you call your project the 4D home. Give me the elevator pitch.
So the idea with the 4D home is that we're not just looking at the house as something that somebody buys and invests in sort of a static condition. You know, this house is designed as such that as a couple you can move into it and it's a one bedroom. And when you have your first kid or your only kid, you can have a second bedroom just created within the home very easily with a sliding wall. And then if that kid moves out and goes to college, that space can then reconfigure and allow that one-bedroom sort of lifestyle to continue. And throughout the entire process of that transition, those spaces can also adapt to accommodate greater functions.
So you're using time as the fourth dimension.
That's the idea, yeah. That was kind of the pitch is that, you know, we're creating something that changes over time, something that has kind of a narrative built into it.
What does the competition component in D.C. actually consist of? How are the winners determined, and what do you think your chances are for Team Massachusetts?
Right. There's 10 separate contests that address just about every aspect of how a home functions. So we're not only looking at, you know, does the house generate solar energy, you know, does the photovoltaic array produce enough electricity to power all the appliances, all the light fixtures, run the heating and cooling systems. We're also looking at can the heating and cooling systems keep the temperature range of the house within a certain tolerance? Can you keep your relative humidity lower than 60%? And these are all measured contests, which make up a good portion of more than 50% of the total points that you can get. I mean, it goes from things as even, you know, sort of seemingly kind of mundane as can you generate hot water or run your dishwasher, you know, to do all of your lights come on at night?
Mundane, but somewhat important in real life.
Extremely important and meant to reflect kind of the daily routines of using a home as you would in sort of a real lifestyle. Separate from other teams, we focused really on how can we, you know, create something that's marketable. And, you know, one of our fundamental focuses since the beginning of this has been to really make something that we could get somebody to live in right after the competition. We were really interested in getting a family to move into it, and we're actually in talks right now with a potential buyer who is in the Northeast and wants to take the house directly from D.C. to a permanent site and live in it just as it was designed for.
Well, Spencer, congratulations and good luck to Team Massachusetts and the 4D home.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Spencer Culhane is a member of Team Massachusetts, students from MassArt and UMass Lowell competing in the 2011 Solar Decathlon in Washington. For a look at their 4D project, go to our website, wbur.org.